open the airport committee meeting for Wednesday, the 1st of July at 1 o'clock. And in doing so, acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Kariyarra people, their leaders past, present and future, who have contributed and will continue to contribute to the betterment of the town of Port Hedland. So, item 3, recording of attendance. With the following apologies, the attendance as listed below, with the following apologies from Councillor Butson, who is an apology, and Mr. Chris McMahon, who is also an apology, and Mayor Kelly Howlett, who is an apology but has a deputy committee member presiding in her place, which is welcome, Councillor David Hooper. Are there any others? I will recognise that Mr. Green is in attendance, but is outside somewhere. So he will attend when he attends. Okay. Approved leave of absence. There is nil. Item 4. Responses to previous questions. 4.1. There were no public questions at the airport meeting held on the 3rd of June. Questions from committee members at the airport committee meeting held on the same day. Councillor Gillingham, are you happy with those?
Yes, thanks for that. Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. I did have at this, just to request at 4.22, welcome Mr. Green. We had to commence the meeting, that's right. So I did have a question regarding some of the actions, some of the other questions that were asked, which weren't taken on notice. But I'm happy to hold those back to the next question time by members without notice. So we'll move on to item 5, public time. Just an important notice that this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon the request of to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. And I have had no requests of such. So, moving on to item 5.1, public question time. I declare public question time open at 1:03. Are there any public questions? There is no public gallery, so I will declare public question time closed at the same time. And move on to item 5.2, public statement time. With the same note that there is no public in the gallery, I will open the public statement time at 1:04 and close it at the same time. Item 6, questions from members without notice. Moving around the table, Councillor Hunt.
I was just wondering where we're at with the international freight handling facility, whether it's gone on hold with the whole lease arrangements, or are we still moving forward with it? It hasn't been brought up for a long time.
Sure. I'll briefly answer that question, is that most of any development program has been placed on hold pending the process that we are going through currently with the investigating the long-term leasing of the Port Hedland International Airport, but I'm happy to throw that to the CEO to give any finer detail other than that.
Through you, Madam Chair, I guess the other part is the actual subdivision which we're undertaking at the airport, and to comply with the subdivision we moved to actually having an increased water supply and a sewer connection, so that body of work is being undertaken. I think design work is still progressing, unlikely to be delivered until 16-17. So that was the reason we haven't really pushed forward with anything more. But if the town retains the ownership of the airport, I would suggest that in 15-16, what we'd be looking to do is go to market on expressions of interest.
And so would that... Sorry, can I just carry on? Yep. Would that also be a part of the possible lease arrangements, or is that just up to the... because I think the international freight
facility is a really important big step for the airport.
You're right, Madam Chair. The lease, the freight component requires the, if it goes to lease, the successful lessee must go to market within 18 months.
So that was the terms and conditions of the lease. Good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Councillor Gillingham.
No, I was just going to ask about the coffee cart, and which was brought up in the public agenda, Madam Chair. Whether you want to just table it now, so
sure.
You can go into our
well,
minutes,
let's
you know.
Formally table it. Yeah. I'm happy to throw that to the program director.
Through the chair, yeah. As previously advised, we finally got an answer from the Esplanade on its intentions with the coffee cart. It was very late notice, unfortunately. I think we got a day's notice that they were going to close the coffee cart, so we got that on Monday. They gave us a week's notice. They told us they were looking at their intention to close the coffee cart, and they confirmed it on the Monday. So they've now closed the coffee cart, but obviously we haven't done nothing in the interim, even though we were waiting for an answer from them. So we have started the process of actually looking at can we put something in place on a temporary basis, and indeed we're catching up with the leasing team later today after this meeting just to talk through what we can and can't do. We don't really want to go through a complete formal tender or public process given where we're at in the leasing program, but equally we want to try and retain that coffee cart service, and I'm sure there's a solution there that we can work through. And we're going to, I believe there are some interested parties too that we'll be talking to as well.
Thank you. That's all,
thank
Madam
you.
Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Flo, any questions?
No, thank you.
Jason?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Councillor Hooper?
No, thank you.
Right?
None from me, thanks.
No worries. Well, I have just a couple of questions relating to some action notes that were taken from the previous meeting, and one of them is if I can read out a couple of those, and if the officers could give me an idea of when or where we are at with that. We talked about sending a letter to Qantas around the arrangements for the drinks and inquiring what's happening.
Yes.
Yes. About their beverage service.
I sent that correspondence to Qantas. Qantas responded on their standard policy for free services, which includes the east-west services. I'm trying to remember their exact response now. And north-south services. It doesn't include regional services. And I did send that response to you, Madam Chair.
To me?
Yes.
Okay. Can we send it to the committee?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it only came in late last week.
That would be when I was away.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you could send it to the committee and respond to that question. The other thing was around the television screens. Do we have an update on that?
Can I
in
throw
the
to Matt or
yeah,
Ash?
Sure.
Matt?
Through the chair, a quote has been received and we're still waiting for, I believe, Dave Westbrook to sign off on the purchase order for that.
So do we have a period that we think that might be operational?
I have my contractor coming in to secure and stabilise the ceiling panel that it will be fitted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe 2 weeks, I was told by marketing 2 days ago. It'll take for the units that they've ordered to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then installation, a week. I dare say, so maybe 3 weeks, but it all just depends on the signing.
Cool. So we also talked about whether we could implement some terminal announcements around paying before paying at the pay station before trying to pay at the boom gate when you're holding up everyone. So has that been implemented?
Through the chair. I reviewed that process with the car parking team.
Mm-hmm.
They said that to implement that process was actually going to create more havoc than not implementing the process. So that they were that their advice to us was that if we try to implement not paying at the parking station, there would be a period where everyone would still, no matter what signage you put up, everyone would still turn up at the parking station to try and pay their bills. They said current practice for a lot of the people in the car park is they don't leave their cars when they're picking up. So they park and people, and they've watched this behaviour, and people come and hop in their cars and they drive straight to the boom gate and then pay at the boom gate. So we took that on advice and decided not to proceed because the strong feedback was it would actually create more chaos than if we did implement that.
So through you, CEO, I don't believe that to be the case at all. I would suggest to you that making an announcement and terminal welcoming commuters to the town of Port Hedland and saying, reminding, is not such an impost, and I can't imagine it would cause calamity just by announcing that, please, can you pay at the police station? I couldn't imagine why parking officers outside wouldn't notice the calamity that occurs when you can't get out because people are stuck. Yes, Councillor Hunt?
Perhaps rather than making announcements every time a plane comes in, a simple sign at the doors as you walk through, don't forget to pay for your parking ticket at the pay station. A sign.
That was part of what we asked, but apparently that will cause calamity.
I thought you were talking about an announcement.
Oh, announcements and signage. We were talked about it for last.
So I think the reminder's fine. I took it that what you were saying, Brett, was that if you did not allow payment at the exit boom gate, that would cause the calamity.
Yes.
Oh, no, we're not saying
that.
No.
A reminder to get as many people as possible
to
pay at the pay parking station before they get to the boom gate.
Yes, I'm interested. So sorry, got the wrong handle on that. Mm-hmm. I was talking about if we took it completely away.
No, we don't want you to take it away, but to remind them.
Okay,
trying to encourage as many people as possible to use the paid parking station before they get to the boom gate.
I'll put my listening ears on.
And taking Brett's point that some people don't get out of their cars, then maybe the reminder can be right at the moment. People take their first ticket to come in. Yep. It needs to be a reminder there as well. We would, we would prefer for you to pay at the pay station rather than the boom gate on your exit because it speeds.
So just on that point that you make, it's a good point, but the people that stay in their cars don't stay there for over 30 minutes in their cars. They're the free ones, so they're not going to be the problem.
True.
It's the ones that are too, dare I say, lazy to go to the pay station, so they jump in their car and then they go and hold up the whole process with a whole heap of cars trying to get out, and then they can't pay. So there's two things that happen. Number one, they stop the traffic flow, but number two, somebody lets them out and they don't pay. Because, oh my gosh, our machine's busted, so, and it's not accepting this payment, so they get let out free.
So we'll take it on board to make sure that there are some better communications within the terminal to actually get people to pay, to get as many people to pay as possible at the parking machine, without removing capacity to pay at the boom gate. And I flew into Karratha on Sunday, and my daughter picked me up, and lo and behold, they got the two exit lanes, and one exit lane was blocked with four cars because the front car was having problems paying at the boom gate.
And we're not four cars, we're a lot more.
Only one boom gate.
Once you funnel people to the machine, it should change pretty quick.
Sorry?
Once you funnel people through to the machine, it'll change.
Yeah, but also
everyone goes straight across
the
guts
second
of the
lane will reduce that. But right now
it's just
there was another machine, prepaid machine on the way through. Cool. I suppose it's another machine.
And the last thing I had to ask in relation to that was if we had an opportunity to check the budget to look at the repainting of the bulkhead to open up the colours. Was that taken on notice, or was it an answer?
Through you, CEO, I did ask what there was left in the budget so that we could review it. I've been told by the projects team that we've exhausted the budget for the Stage 2 works, so there is no extra money in the budget. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right, no worries. Rightio then. We'll move on to item 7, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business papers presented before. May I have a show of hands? Thank you. Let the record reflect 7-0. Item 8, confirmation of minutes of the previous meetings. 8.1, confirmation of minutes of the airport committee meeting held on Wednesday, 3rd of June. Are there any points of clarification?
8.7.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconded. Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Those against? Record reflects 7-0. Item 9, announcements by presiding members without discussion. Just to announce that we shouldn't forget the community conversations that commence tonight, and if we could, please spread the word around as committee members for any interested parties to attend. The first evening is being held tonight at 5:30 at the Ibis. So we hope to see committee members attend these sessions in particular. There's 4 to be held over the month. 2 of them will be mainly around the long-term leasing arrangements, and the other 2 will be around about what sort of management should there be funds raised from a transaction such as this. So we hope that the committee will be there in force to support and be part of the whole process. So that'll be great. Okay. Item 10, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are 0 today. Just a disclaimer moving forward that members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on today's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act of 1995. Just in doing so there, is this the right time to perhaps highlight to Mr. Green that it might be in his interest around the Northwest Aviation? Northwest Airport
Forum. So what the presiding member is referring to is interest by members of the committee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you may have an interest, even though there's not a decision being sought today. So probably
page 12, the Northwest Australian Airport.
Yep. So it's just mentioned in the report. If you feel that there's any part of a discussion is likely to impact on you or your business positively or negatively, then you may have an interest to declare. But at this stage, it's just general commentary within the agenda item and no decision has been sought from the committee. Mm-hmm.
So we'll just with that notation, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Move on. Okay, excellent. So item 11, reports of the officers, 11.1.1, Office of the CEO, with a note that, please note that due to an administrative error, as advised earlier, the incorrect version of the Airport Management Report agenda item was uploaded onto the town's website on Friday, the 26th of June. The correct version is now updated here for your reference, which is enclosed in your meeting agenda, and it will be included as part of the committee's minutes. The town apologises for any inconvenience this might have caused. Okay, 11.1.1. June 2015 Airport Management Report. Brett, did you want to take us through the report?
Yep.
Again?
just as I highlighted earlier, thank you, Madam Chair, we have seen a further softening in the passenger numbers in the March period. Just reminding everyone that we are relying on BITRA, the Bureau of Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Economics data for our passenger numbers, hence there's a bit of a lag in getting the numbers. And that is showing a 15.4% drop from the prior comparable period. So for month on month, it's showing up something from the prior month. And the drop over the financial period represents 1.3%. So our numbers are actually holding up quite well. But comparatively better than our neighbours, can I say that? And that's because of the unique mix that we have with the port, the rail, the mines and the shutdown crews and the like, and the Roy Hill project that's currently underway, which is holding up our numbers. So we are expecting to see a further softening, but that would be in 2016 on those numbers. And we're expecting to hit the high 400,000s, around between 480 and 490,000 passengers this year. So that does represent a small drop in passenger numbers. The conversations with the border agencies continues in regards to what we're calling stage three of the international works. These works will be programmed to fall within, it should release the airport into the airport lessee's company's responsibilities. And this provides a set of facilities that will enable the turning around of an international aircraft in under 2 hours. So these are requirements that have been placed upon us by the border agencies. I guess a critical thing to note, and a lot of people don't understand this, is that we're not an open international service in the true sense of the word. We're a restricted international service. So while we have RPT services, regular public transport services, it is at the behest of the border agencies. And the critical difference there is that the National Passenger Processing Committee that sits in Canberra assesses the services every 6 months and provides permission for their ongoing operations, hence the need for us to continue to keep them happy in terms of the works that further works that we're looking at. So they've viewed stage two as only temporary, so hence the updated here on that process. What it really means is that basically the airlines actually pay for the border agencies to be in place. With these works, we can apply for that restriction to be lifted and for us to be an open international service. What that enables then is that the costs of the border agencies gets swallowed up in the passenger departure charge, which is charged nationally across Australia, and the airlines stop paying for it. So it would represent an improvement in that regard. So just that's the subtext, if you like, behind that. In terms of the cafe, yes, the conversations are ongoing in terms of the use of the lounge for a virtual club lounge. That would be my preference, to see the lounge actually move airside and into that space as well. I think that would be a better service. And the operator did want to look at the smoking situation. I just said they'd have to come with a pretty compelling case. And happy for them to consult with us, but it would need to be taken up at a high level and it would need to be a compelling case, basically, in that regard. The forum, preparations for the forum continue. And we have all of the speakers now confirmed with Qantas, Virgin unfortunately aren't confirmed, they won't be coming, but we do have Qantas confirmed and we do have Air North confirmed, and we've got three consulting who will be coming and doing a group development presentation on how we can all work together across the Northwest to increase connectivity across the region and hopefully increase services, and then there will be some technical workshops in there as well. As part of that forum, and we also have name's not straight on my head, so
Transport.
We've got the Executive Director of Transport coming, Department of Transport. But
we've got Brendan Bills.
Mm-hmm. Apologies. Thanks for that going out of my head.
Member?
Brendan Bills, the presiding member's coming along as well to open the forum. So don't know where that went, but anyway, back. and without labouring the point and talking to the entire report, the rest of it can be taken as read. Obviously, we have our ongoing programs on airside pavements and the like, and happy to take questions.
Sure. Questions, committee? Councillor Hunt?
No, I had asked my question in the briefing.
I just want to ask the People and Culture report. There's a few vacancies still available and being advertised, etc. Which particular vacancies were they, if I may ask?
Director?
Yep, through the chair. Yes, so we've had a recent resignation, Richard, who is one of our reporting officers. That position is to be advertised and has been approved to be advertised. We have an appointment starting.
It's just pending medical clearance.
Pending medical clearance, thank you. So we are filling one position. So we'll be down one position while we do the advertising. We're currently down two positions, but we've got one pending. And we are reviewing our administration position to cover off some other works. We're looking at some efficiencies in terms of the operations to incorporate with the car parking operations.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And are we still getting a number of international freight planes coming in or to, sort of coming to us, whether they're unloading from us or moving on to other airports elsewhere in Australia?
Through the chair, I wouldn't say a number. Probably it's been very ad hoc, so I wouldn't call it a large component. Although as we talked about earlier, we still see there is an opportunity here, hence the desire to look at that in the future. But it's been a bit what's the word? Ad hoc.
Madam Chair, I know that we used to have a lot of big machinery arrive and then sort of be loaded and go north, go south, and that's obviously slowed down quite a bit then with the
I would suggest
downturn.
That the downturn in the mining industry has had that large effect on that type of...
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah.
No worries. Any other points of clarification or questions? No? Cool. I just had one question relating to the baggage belt. Director, can you update us on whether that has now been fixed and we've got happy little Vegemites out there with the baggage receival people?
Through the chair. Yeah, the answer is yes and no. We had.
I'm looking at your officers over there. Maybe
I will throw to my officers, but can I say we? I just wanted to before I did throw to the team. We did have Glidepath come up and spend 2 days looking at the windowing system, and they failed to rectify the problem. But I'll throw over to either one of you to actually provide more detail.
Glidepath did come up and they did spend a lot of time, basically one whole night, trying to look at the, after observing the peak periods during the day, talking with their programmers over in New Zealand remotely for solutions to the windowing problem. It's not really a software problem, it's a belt problem and the length of the belt that we've got and the configuration that we have. We're awaiting their report and they're putting in that a couple of options. There is a programming option where we can play around with the sensors further on towards the Qantas end. However, that will involve a fair amount of programming, which will be quite expensive. They were sort of saying that putting a new belt and having the programming done could be comparable prices, the amount of work it would take. But however, they did notice that while they were there, it's also with the check-in staff, if they think that the baggage belt is not moving fast enough, they will just pile the belts up. And that will cause windowing issues itself. So when it goes through the CBS, there's 4 or 5 bags that are too close together. So the screening staff have to physically separate the bags, so it causes another bottleneck. So we're awaiting their report, and they do have experience at other airports that have our CBS machine as well that integrates through. So they've got they gave us some suggestions that we could possibly implement to try and speed up the process short term. But effectively, the programming side of things, the windowing is not an easy solution, unfortunately.
So I have a tricky question for you then. Is it going to be workable pending the process, or do we need to look at it? I mean, in the absence of a clear, defined solution, is it workable as is, or will there still be sort of dissatisfaction from staff around that belt's operations, especially at peak time?
There may be.
Mm-hmm.
Without having their report to see exactly what they can implement, because they had to go back to head office and talk it through with some of their colleagues as well. There could be improvements. It could be that we put an extra staff member on in the CBS room to assist. It could be something as simple as that. Changing the timing on our CBS machine so it doesn't take as long to review a bag. However, we may not be able to do that given on our peak travelling days, happened when people are flying out. They've got tools. They don't remove dangerous goods. They try and sneak dangerous goods through. So that slows the whole process. So there may be some benefits, but there may not be short term. Something we have to look at.
So can we take it on notice just to keep a monitor on that so that the committee has got some answers if the question does get raised quite regularly? Thank you for that. All right, if there are no further points of clarification or questions, may I have somebody to move the officer's report? Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconded. Those against? Accept the officer's report as 7-0. Thank you. Item 12, late items as submitted by the presiding member. There are nil. Item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given. There are nil. Item 14, confidential items. There are nil. Item 15, applications for leave of absence for the next airport committee meeting, which is currently scheduled for the 12th of August 2015. Any leave of absence? No? Fine. Great, there are none. Item 16, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications. Will there be any requirement from committee members to attend by telephone or instantaneous communications on the 12th of August? No? Fine. Okay, item 17, closure. As noted in 17.1, the next date of the airport committee meeting will be the 12th of August 2015 at 12:30 p.m. with the public agenda briefing commencing at 12 o'clock. And confidential concept forums generally half an hour before. So with nothing else further to do, I declare the airport committee meeting closed at 1:31. And with that, thank the staff and the officers for their reports and the committee members for attending. Thanks very much.